Hi, I'm Carol McCarricker, and I'm so happy to bring you this channeled message from the Acturan Collective for April 2020. You can find more channel wisdom from the galactic realm online at my website, carolmccarricker.com. That's CAROLE. MCKERACHER.com. Thank you so much for listening.
It is we, the Acturans, who are here on this day. We are here in a frequency of love. We are here in a frequency of service. We are here simply to remind you of your divine presence that exists within each and every one of you. It is simply not gone away. You are all experiencing a, shall we say, the most amazing phenomenon on your planet at this moment in time. And every one of you will experience that in your own unique way. There is no set example of how to maneuver this moment in time. It is simply up to your divine presence and you as a human being and the alignment with that in each and every being. So we are here to say that give yourselves the credit that you deserve. Give yourselves the pat on the back. For wherever you are in this moment in time, wherever you feel within your sense, whether it is a sense of feeling lost, whether it is a sense of feeling powerful indeed, either end of that vibrational frequency, wherever you are on that scale, is perfect. For you will find that you will experience many highs and lows over this coming time because you are adjusting to new frequencies within yourself. Because you cannot be separate from what is going on in the outer world. The entire planet is adjusting to new frequencies. Because simply from the fact that you have shut down many of the ways in which you lived in your world. They have been taken away. They've been taken off the plate, shall we say. So you have to adjust your frequency to experience that. And it is a readjustment to that. Now, some will have taken to that quite easily, and some will struggle with it. And yet, for every one of you, this is an opportunity to align yourselves with a deeper, and ever deepening appreciation of yourselves. So think about that. Just really connect with what we are saying. It is an opportunity to align yourselves with the frequency of your unique heart frequency in this world. And you are having a global experience that is, in a sense, giving you an opportunity to experience that. Because that is something that can be put aside. It can be put on your list every day. And yet every day it is moved to the next day. And then the next day it is moved to the next one. So this is the opportunity to have it front and center. And in a sense, this opportunity is giving it to you. Because if you're having just a personal experience, It is so easy to say there are so many factors that I must look at first and then I will get to that. And yet by having a global experience of a great shutdown of external realities for you, it has become top of the page and front and centre. So it is a reminder, it is simply saying that you are up for the experience. You are able to really embrace this and to come out of the other side of this as a much more aligned, soul-centered being. Because in truth, that is who you are. In truth, that is how you operate. So it is as if your awareness of that is highlighted. It becomes louder and clearer to the point that you cannot ignore it. And then you will embrace that. So have it be that that is why, not necessarily why, but have it be the reason for your existence at this moment in time, to really embrace that soul within, to really connect with that divine force that is within you. It is speaking to you loud and clearly, and always is. And yet there are times when you cannot hear that because there is so much going on in your human world. Now is the time that it will become clearer to you. It will become more familiar. So embrace that. Use this time to really ground yourself in your physical being, because stress can often take you out of that experience, where it can feel as if your body becomes unfamiliar and you want to escape that because you do not want to feel that within your being. And you know how to ground yourself. For each and every one, it can be quite a personal experience. Yes, there are general things that all of you can experience. Aligning with nature, being in the fresh air, feeling your feet on the ground, feeling your feet growing strands, roots down to the center of the earth. But most of all, have it be your intention that you remain fully grounded in this experience. For to remain fully grounded in it allows you to experience it more deeply. And the growth that comes from that is tremendous. Do not discount that. So we are simply here today to offer you some love and encouragement, to offer you that the richness that lies within you has always been there. And this time is really going to spring it forth for you. It is like you have planted the seeds. You have been on a journey for many years planting many, many seeds, and they are now shooting up through the soft earth, and you're about to see the blossoming of that. You're about to see the colours that are going to spring forth, and that will be your foundation to take from this experience and move into a much newer reality on the other side of this experience. So nurture yourselves, nurture your time within this, and then you will start to see that budding and start to see that expansion. And it will feel wondrous, it will feel the most gifted experience if you can allow yourself to really embrace this. And you will find that you will look upon it with such gratitude that you will see the great growth that was inherent within it. So we are saying, and what we will leave you with is the idea that that is there, the idea that it is waiting to blossom. And this is the sense of that moment where it is really being nurtured to break through the earth and to really come forth within you. This is the time. So it is there. It has already been planted. So embrace that. And love yourselves even more deeply. And experience yourselves as the beings you truly are. We send you, as always, as many, many beings of light, masters and angels, all manner of beings in the cosmos. Send you our blessings and love upon your journey. And we thank you for your time.